Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Coming up in the Holderness Family Podcast, we may not survive this.
We're getting to a subject where I am feeling a little more hopeless than I've ever felt as a dad.
There's a lot going on in her brain. There's a lot going on in her body. There are going to be moments that are going to be really, really hard for her right now.
Lola!
He is not paying attention.
Kim gives some important advice.
And Dr. Phil makes a visit.
You do not have a vagina.
I don't have a vagina.
Let's all go to therapy.
I was her mom for a while there. When Kim angry walks, it is unmistakable. This is me being serious. I just want her magically to show up in the room and say, Dad, can I tell you what's been bugging me?
It's the Holderness Family Podcast. Let's get started.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. Sorry.
It's a bit of a false start there.
A little inside baseball. She went, hey.
Wait, I didn't know he wasn't recording yet. Sorry. Hey, guys. So we are the Holderness family.
Yeah. So is that the best, most catchy name for us?
No. Really, a few years ago when we started a Facebook page, we should have gotten more creative, but we didn't. So there you go. We make these really cheesy, goofy videos on the internet, but this is not that. This is a podcast.
No, this is different. You know, and I love doing this because this really is, it's Kim.
Yeah.
And I'm comic relief. This is Kim's voice about being a mom and being part of a family. And I love chiming in and about being married together.
Yes.
And it's still funny, but I believe we are reaching people and making them think as well.
Yeah. So our whole goal with any of the videos or podcasts, we want to serve you in what you need to hear. If you need to laugh, then that's our goofy Facebook videos. If you need to think a little bit, think about your relationship and marriage. Know that, like, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, but there are things we're discovering along the way that are working.
Yeah,
so we want to share those with you.
A couple of action items really quickly.
Okay. Get down to business,
yes.
President Johnson.
Could you please go to where you get your podcasts and press the subscribe button? I know that some of you just, it pops up and you just stream it, but if you can just hit the subscribe button, that is a huge favor to us and it will not affect you in any negative
way.
You won't
have to pay for it.
That's right. It's free.
It's free. And then that way, and it helps other people find us. Like when you hit subscribe, it helps other people find us. You could also tag us. Oh, again, that's Penn's computer with a text message, probably about playing tennis.
It
Remember
is
that ding. It's not so. Don't look down at your phone, Karen, and swerve off the road. And the other thing you could do is tag us on Instagram. We are at the Holderness Family. I try my very best when you tag us in something to reply, and I love seeing them.
Yeah, and reviews are big too, right?
Oh yeah,
even if you don't like them, even if you want to give a backhanded compliment, which we sometimes get.
Oh, yeah, I know. So,
reviews.
Do you have any good reviews to read?
Well, one of my favorites is, great podcast. I've enjoyed getting to know Kim more.
Penn's waiting. He went, no, you don't want to know. I know it in his brain. It's like, what about me? Why, you don't want to know me? Do you not like me? What's going on?
No, it's fine. Like, it's so some of the better things are like that.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is, Kim, I've enjoyed getting to know Kim. Another one says, Kim, your unfiltered discussions about your anxiety help me so much. I understand so many battles and fears that you have. Pen, you make me laugh.
Yeah.
So that's my role here.
Yes.
I'm trying to make people think, but really I'm comic relief.
Hey, man, everybody plays a part.
Yeah. And I think this week I kind of can't do much more than comic relief because we are, well, I'll talk seriously about it, but we're getting to a subject where I am feeling a little more hopeless than I've ever felt as a dad.
Well, first of all, you are more than comic relief on this because you are doing a great job. We are parenting a teenager. Let's just call her a teenager at this point. And by the way, Lola is obsessed with you.
I know.
Yeah.
So, I know she loves me, but it doesn't mean I'm not feeling a little helpless right now.
Right. And I want you to know that if when Lola listens to this, she will feel no shame. She has done nothing wrong. She is being a teenager, but we are in a new stage of parenting. And I want to talk to you today about some conversations, like two things that we have had conversations with our daughter about, and then two things that we are working on internally in terms of expectations that have had to, like, it's kind of reframed things for us and how we're thinking about these years. And I'm not going to say everything is smooth and perfect, but it really has helped us in our relationship with our daughter and then our expectations of her. Like, can we all agree that there are about a million baby books and you have a baby shower?
Yes.
And every time when you're pregnant or you have a newborn, everybody gives you advice. Everybody talks about, like, the development stages. Yeah.
There's how to parent as a mom. There's how to deal with babies as a mom. There's how to deal with pregnancy as a mom or as a dad. There's how to deal with pregnancy as a grandmother. There's how to deal with pregnancy as a brother or a sister.
And there, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of books on tweens and teens, but because everybody is so different and hits those targets in a different way. Like, I haven't found one. I've taken bits and pieces of advice from these, but there's not. And also, nobody, people don't talk a lot about it,
right?
Like they do when you have a baby.
The only book that jumps to mind is "Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret."
Okay, first of all, fiction, and I read that book about 1,000 times.
But isn't it about?
Oh my God!
Like becoming a woman.
Oh my God! Bless America.
I just remember somebody.
Did you read it?
No.
Oh my. Well, then what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I thought it was about like a girl getting her first like.
Oh my gosh! But that is not what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
No.
Sort of.
Oh my love! I hope you guys comic relief. Okay, I'll just start by saying, it is something that women and moms would be like, oh my gosh, I know, right? But then there's none of that. Like, have you tried this? So we have kind of, you know, again, we are passengers on this flight, but here's a very recent, as of 3 hours ago, issue we had. We were dealing with a little bit of a grumpy teenager getting out the door.
Yeah, I can do the prequel and you can get to the actual moment. Or you may even want me to tell the story, because watching it from a third person was a treat.
Yes. We were rushing out the door, ironically, to go to her 12-year well visit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 12 and a half years because we are 6 months late on it, because that is how I roll.
And we didn't really have to go this morning, except for the fact that Kim happened to wake up and catch the fact that Lola needed an updated physical before she could go to camp, and like they won't let you into camp.
I know, and we're so late on it, and it's my bad anyway, but whatever. Welcome to my hot mess.
Right, so our physician would not sign off on Lola's data, so we had to kind of like rush her to an appointment. And so, but Lola slept in until 9. Let's start with that. She got plenty of sleep. She went to bed early. She was on the couch watching TV because she wasn't feeling well last night. And woke up just on the wrong side of the bed.
I mean, and happens, and now that I have some clarity, happens to the best of us, but I needed her to, move faster.
Right. So here's what I heard. What had happened. I walked downstairs and Lola was just shooting a dagger at Ben Charles. And Ben Charles is becoming like a little bit of, like, he's kind of trying to take advantage of the fact that Lola's in a bad mood to look better.
Yeah.
So all I hear from him is, Lola! All I did was said, why are you looking at me that way? And Lola didn't have to say anything. She can just shoot him a dagger. And then you hear her go, Lola! He's like, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Am I being too loud?
No,
we're recording this in the third floor.
No, okay.
Anyway, so Lola just, she not talking to anyone, not looking at anyone. And then Kim says, Lola, go up and get changed. We have to leave right now. About 3 minutes later, she's not downstairs. And so Kim raises her voice on an acceptable level and goes, Lola, get downstairs now. We have to go. I didn't hear what Lola said. I heard, and then I heard the special footsteps, as I call them, going across the living room.
I cleared the entire room in like four steps.
When Kim angry walks, it is unmistakable. It's exactly eight steps, and steps six, seven, and eight are increasingly louder. So it's... And then she just launches into this like, I am redoing my schedule to get you to the doctor. And you don't normally do this. Yeah. Get your bleep downstairs.
Yeah.
And so Penn Charles and I both like are frozen solid. Like we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We're not going to go, yeah, like Penn Charles. Like yeah. We're not going to laugh. We're sure as heck not going to laugh. So we both are statues. Lola tears downstairs in the car. I didn't even hear you leave. She must have gotten down in a hurry because y'all were gone right after that. And then I didn't see you for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to the doctor and we were in the car and she's like, sorry. I'm like, okay. And then I just turned on my NPR and listened to some news and we went in silence. And then we're going to the doctor. And the first thing the doctor, as a very good doctor, asking Lola a lot of questions and then looked at me and she's like, so... What's year 12 been like so far for you guys? I'm like,
that's a standard question.
You know, we are, because by the way, baseline normal, not normal, but like our daughter is the sweetest, most empathetic. Like even our friends say, like, she is so kind. She is such a good person. She's the most mature one in our family. Like not even lying or sugarcoating it, but we're having some moods.
Yeah.
So I told the doctor, I'm like, listen, we are having very just textbook kind of mood swings and some grumpiness. And some days I can deal with it. And some days I have a tougher time dealing with it. And the doctor just looked at me and she's like, you know what? There's a lot going on in her brain. There's a lot going on in her body. There are going to be moments that are going to be really, really hard for her right now.
Yeah. You know what? I've been thinking about that all morning. Do you mind if I just jump in?
Yeah.
So when I was between the ages of like 13 and 15, when my body went through like major hormone modifications, you could tell because I grew a lot and my voice dropped and all those. That may have been closer to like 15 to 17.
I mean, it's,
I was the 20. Latest bloomer on the planet.
You were 22.
But
okay.
What had happened, like I look back at my behavior and I remember some things that I did, like major things that I did. And I wonder like, how did my parents put up with me? And that's me as a dude who doesn't have the added, like, thing that you guys have when you are a woman that even heighten the hormones more.
But still, like, boys get that. We're going to go through this with Ben Charles, too.
Yeah.
I mean, boys get that, like, surge of weird hormone. And your brain is changing so much, too. And so she and I, like, had a heart-to-heart. And I have, you know, permission to share some of the stuff we talked about, but then also some of the stuff that you and I, Penn, have been able to talk about.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot going on in her brain right now, not just like hormones and stuff like that. So for her, what I reinforced for her is that we are her safety net. She is going to screw up. She, especially this summer, is that, you know, we're giving her a lot more independence. We're letting her, like, take her brother and walk down to the store and go down to, you know, she can walk to Panera by them and then go have lunch. I mean, we're like a mile from like a Panera. And then like she can go walk to a friend's. We are giving her this extra independence, but she is going to screw up. Right? Like with this independence. And so what I urged to her, I'm like, listen, your brain is still developing. You're not really capable of making 100% good decisions. Like you're going to test boundaries. You're going to, you know, with this independence. But the one thing I am going to demand is that you trust us with those mistakes. You please come to us the moment you feel like you're in trouble or something has gone off the rails. We will always love you and just please trust us. And by the way, we don't have one of those relationships where like there are some kids that come home and spill everything to their parents. Like Penn Charles does that.
Yeah.
But Lola's a little more tight-lipped.
Lola used to do that though. With me at least. No, Lola, yeah. Lola, she used to, I'm telling you. Like I was kind of her, I was her mom for a while there, early on. And I think we had this great bond and she tells me what is on her mind. She tells me when she's frustrated with homework. She tells me when she's frustrated at school. She tells me when she's not feeling good about stuff. Like, you know, we play a lot of tennis. When she's not feeling good about her game, she tells me about that. Like, her vulnerability is this part of our relationship that it's made me a better person. Like, hearing her be so honest with herself. And so, man, she's not doing that with me anymore.
Well,
and part of it is the fact that, I'm sorry, are you sure that Margaret isn't relevant here?
Honey, it's, oh my God, just drop it.
Will you please?
It is, well,
really quickly tell me what the book is about.
Oh my gosh, Penn.
Just real quick.
Oh, stop.
Go. Elevator speech.
No, go.
I want her to tell me what's going on. And I know that the worst way for me to do it is to be like, Lola, what's going on? I just want her magically to show up in the room and say, Dad, can I tell you what's been bugging me? I'm craving it. Like, I will crawl through the desert for it right now.
So here's what I will tell you. What's been working for me is that when we're in the car and we're looking straight forward, so I think the opposite way, like the worst way to do it for us in this particular situation is to sit down across from her like she's being interrogated, like, how was school today? What, tell me about your friends. What are you talking about? Like, that won't work. But in the car, and I will purposely drive a little out of the way just to have some extra time because I'm looking straight ahead. She's looking straight ahead. She's revealed a little bit more and she has seen my reaction, which is totally reasonable and not even about anything. You know, she's like, oh, well, you know, I was worried because a friend did this. And like, she can, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I remember that happening when I was in sixth grade. Like, I've been through that before. Yeah, that is, yeah, I get it. And so she can see my reaction. I haven't overreacted to anything. And I think that's helped a little bit. And then also, somebody told us that you should get their friends together in the back seat and drive them, like volunteer to drive them to the movies or wherever you're going and take the long way because eventually they'll start talking and they'll forget you're there and they'll start spilling stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But I know that especially after the talk we had this morning, I've said it 1,000 times, like, you can trust us where he's here for you, but to say like, mistakes, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make several mistakes. I still make mistakes and have to call my mom and ask, did I handle this? Like, literally yesterday, I called my mom. I'm like, did I handle this the wrong way? And that is what parents are there for. And honey, I will say this, and only because people have said this to me, is that like, she'll come back to you. That I think that you just keep doing you. And I think that the things that she's going through
are specifically female
right now.
And I don't have a vagina. And I'm
breaking news, guys. I wonder what Dr. Phil would say about that.
You do not have a vagina. Don't parent with your vagina.
Okay. There are kids kids should know the word. Anyway, they should. Never mind.
No. I'm not trying to be like, I'm not trying to potty mouth. I'm not even trying to like make that a funny comment. Like, this is me being serious. I am at a disadvantage here and I don't like it.
Well, you're going to get a turn because our son is going to go through this exact same thing and he's not going to talk to me about it and I will like sit in a corner and cry. So,
yeah, I mean, you're the one who's having these talks with her. When I try to talk to her in the car, she says, can we turn on some music? That's the first thing. It's not just the fact that I'm not a woman. It's the fact that I am a male because she is starting to develop relationships with, whether they're like in her brain or like through her friends that are talking about him, she's starting to develop either real or
an awareness.
Delusional awareness and relationships with dudes.
Right. No, there's an awareness now.
Yeah. So
that's completely natural and normal.
I feel like that makes it more important than ever for me to be around.
Right. No, that's why 100%. And you just have to be there. Like, you can't. And I think when she does come back and want to talk to you about stuff, you'll always have been there and she'll know that. I believe that. The next thing is really for us, and this is, we've had this on repeat a little bit, is that she isn't an adult. So we had her measured today at the pediatrician's office. She's 5'7" officially.
Oh, she must be psyched. She's been trying to get to 5'7".
She grew 4 inches in 1 year because I think she was measured in June of last year. So right. She was 4 inches in the last year.
What were her thoughts on that?
And she was like, and then she grew 4 inches the year before. So she's grown 8 inches in 2 years. And She is super psyched. She wants to get to 6 feet. And I'm like, yeah, I think that
her knees will never.
I know. But the doctor, she's like, you got a couple, you know, she has some growing to do. But I have to say, she looks older, but she's still a kid. And I have to remind myself that she's still a kid that needs to be taught things. Like, she needs to be taught, like, when she has, like, this summer, she's doing a lot of baking experiments, and she totally burns things and encrusts up my pans and then, like, doesn't soak them and wash them right. Like, and I get frustrated. I'm like, okay, she's still a kid that needs to learn how to clean off a pan. So I have to, like, show her. And she's still a kid, and we need.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
To remember this, because we had a rough time in sixth grade math, is like, she's a kid that still needs to learn how to study. And she's still a kid that needs us on these things, even though she looks like she's looking more and more like a grown up every day. She's 3 inches taller than me. So she's still a kid, but she's still, she looks like an adult, but she's still a kid. And we need to extend her some grace in that department.
But also, she's getting, you know, Yes to all of that. She's getting all of these like superpowers, like muscles, and she's looking like an adult. She can do things that she couldn't do. Mm-hmm. She's getting stronger.
Right.
Are we rushing her too much into expectations on that end as well? Or should we be trying to really push that envelope now that she has all these new capabilities?
What do you mean? It's sports stuff?
Sure. Sports stuff, you know, just, you know, saying let's go on a big long hike, trying to get her to learn, like, oh my God, like, give her confidence. Like, look at all these things I can do now that I'm 5'7" and have like adult muscles.
Yeah.
And so
that's,
I don't want to treat her too much like a kid, I guess is what I'm saying. I want to take it for a test drive. I think that's something that I remember when I got taller and I could dunk a basketball. The first time I dunked a basketball, I was, I don't know, 15 or 16. And like, all I wanted to do for the rest of my life was dunk a basketball. I felt like I was Superman. I was walking on air for a little bit after that.
I think we have been. But that's the, I mean, I think she's, especially with athletics, which I think are so important, like, and especially for girls to be able to find, I guess, just to find that thing where you can, like, learn how to control your body and feel good in your own skin, whether it's like basketball or tennis or dance or ballet or whatever it is, like a way that you can use your, like, your developing body, you can be proud of it, I think is so important.
And that wasn't a yes but to what you said.
Yes and.
It was a yes and.
Thanks.
Don't ever do yes but, because you end up looking a little bit like a butt.
Ben Holderness. Okay, the next one is for her. You know, she is looking for her place in the world, but so is every other girl her age, and so are all of her peers. So, like, socially, it can get really weird right now. I mean, she's middle school, and I said this to her, if you try your very, very hardest, I'll never, ever be disappointed when you get a C. Like, legitimately, you were out of town 1 week, Penn, and I had to help her study for a genetics test in science. And we worked really hard, and she got a C on that test. And she showed me, and I high-fived her. I'm like, dude, we worked hard on that. Like, I'm proud of you. This is where I will be disappointed. If I ever hear that she's excluded somebody who needed a friend, who, if she didn't invite, if she didn't work hard to include people, I would be very disappointed.
So place in the world, you mean like her strengths and weaknesses. She's finding her superpower.
And I think that socially right now, that was something else we talked about at the doctor. Like, does she have trouble making friends? And thank goodness she doesn't, but so many kids do. Right. And especially now, because everybody's hitting these milestones at different times. So you have girls that are still, that are way more advanced physically and stuff that haven't hit, and that are they're all over the place. And these years are so weird, what's happening in your brain. So there's some like awkwardness. And if I would be disappointed if she purposely excluded somebody, or those are the sort of things where she has to realize she is going through this, but so is everybody else. And we had this talk. We were traveling. We were in Los Angeles last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't even know what day it is. And she was just having a day. She wasn't feeling good. And she was kind of being a grumpus to some friends, to some of our friends. And she's like, I just don't feel good. I don't feel like it. I'm like, listen, none of us feels good. You know, you don't have to, if somebody's being mean to you, you don't have to be nice to them because but these people are being really kind to you, and you're being a little rude. So everybody is trying their hardest. You need to too.
I think you also, another thing that you said, I remember you said this, and I think this affected her more than anything. You said your behavior right now is affecting everybody else around you.
Right.
And it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe that's the other thing. You know, Lola is very content being a wallflower sometimes, and I'm okay with it. Like, totally. Just kind of being on her own. But I mean, it's kind of hard to ignore her. She's becoming a force of nature. She's this like 5'7" blonde, and people are looking at her more. And maybe that irritates her more. Whatever the case is, when she's in a bad mood, it is felt.
Well, that's everybody else is trying their hardest. Well, everybody else should be trying their hardest. Mm-hmm. And I need her. I don't need her. I've never been the like, oh, you're a little girl, you need to be nice. No. But you need to be polite and respectful. And if you're waiting for the moment when you feel good, guess what, guys? I haven't felt great since 1989. So none of us feels great all the time, and you do it anyway.
Yeah.
So
well, that's a valuable lesson to learn. And she is, I mean, what she's feeling now, it's like nothing she's ever felt before.
Right.
Right. It's so clear that this is hormones. And I think they touched on that in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. But I'm not sure because you still haven't. I'm going to let you do the last one, and I'm going to look up a synopsis
But not only what – I know you keep on saying hormones, but it's like her brain. I mean, which I guess is hormones. But her brain all is connected. Developing more. I think I read something about how what's happening in her brain right now is the same as like what was happening in her, body is like an infant and a toddler. Like, it's that rapid of a development. Okay, the last one is for us. While he's on it, just when he set the scene here, he is not paying attention to me. He is Google searching a Cliff Notes version of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. The last one is for us. And, Penn and I have talked about this, is we're finding new ways to connect with her. Because I think what you were saying, Penn, is that she used to talk to you very easily, but now I find out I have to watch what she watches, or I have to be into, like, she's super into art. So, and she's super into making bracelets. So I'll sit there and make a bracelet with her. Or most recently, we've been watching Friends together on Netflix, which I'm breaking news, never watched the first time around. So this is the first time.
And I've watched it twice all the way through. That's a little different from normal gender.
Well, so this is the first time I'm seeing this episodes, but it is a, she's 12, almost 13. We've had the talk, but I believe that you have to have the talk several ways in several different ways, kind of in a cycle. So it's fascinating what Friends has taught me. And maybe this is a whole podcast, but we've hit pause a couple times and said, okay, so this is not a great dating relationship they're in. Okay, then see, Rachel's going to dump him, and she's going to dump him because he, XYZ. So, and Joey didn't treat that girl with a lot of respect. So, and we've been able to, these are characters, but you would want more from a situation like this. And so it's allowed us to have this conversation in a way that we're staring at a TV screen. We're not, and it's like coming up organically. And it's been, I think that's like really helped us.
By the way, the first, like, this is the second time Lola's watched Friends all the way through.
I know.
She watched it with me like 4 years ago when it was probably too early for her to watch it.
I think a lot of stuff went over her head.
Well,
then.
No, I also fast forwarded. Like, I know those episodes front and back. So I fast forwarded through the stuff, and she even knew. She's like, let's skip this. And we just went to like the funny things that were right. happening. But that was like part of my like bonding that I used to have with her. And she used to sit right next to me. She sat so close to me. We'd watch on her iPad. She sat so close to me watching Friends that she gave me head lice watching Friends.
Oh, I know.
Do you remember that?
That must have been second grade. Yeah.
That's second or third grade. Like I said, it was 3 or 4 years ago.
She had head lice in second
and,
grade.
And she got lice and her daddy got lice because our heads were like 2 inches apart all the time.
Oh,
anytime there was free time, because that was my baby girl and we were doing that. And I looked over at her yesterday and I was like, do you want to come sit in the couch? And she's like, nah, I'm good over here. And my heart broke a little bit. Like, I'm not dealing with this as well as you are.
Well, I think that we just need to get a more comfortable couch. The problem is our couch is not that comfortable.
Well, whose fault is that?
Mine, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will say is that you're a very good daddy and that we did try to do a lice baby head lice video when she was in second grade, but we actually shot it while we were getting her hair combed for lice, and then she hit delete because she didn't want that to happen.
And by the way, of course she did.
I know. It was really funny though, because my thing was like, oh my God, everybody gets head lice. It's totally fine. And she was really embarrassed.
Do you imagine how horrifying that would have been?
I know.
You know that the internet is forever too.
I know.
Right? It stays up there
forever.
But
like in my mind, I'm like, wouldn't we be doing a great service just to kind of like whatever? I don't know. Okay. We have a podcast group. I want you to, if you've never ever had head lice or had a kid with head lice, you're free to make a post in the podcast group because I want to know that person. And I bet you're bald if you've never had it.
And so are your children.
And so are your children. Your children are bald.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say there?
I'm just generally having a tough time with this.
I know.
I'm having a really tough time with this because we'll go back like a long way. Like I remember this time as a kid and I hated it. And I felt alone. My brother had left and gone to high school, like at a boarding school. So I was basically an only child. My dad was gone most of the time. My mother was very strict, and so it was like all schoolwork. She would occasionally come in and like ask me what's going on, and I would never share any of it with anyone. I had no one to talk to. I was late going through puberty, so everybody like I've got all the hormones, but not like the cool stuff, like a deeper voice and growing and having like normal parts. And so like I couldn't really relate to people that way. So I spent a lot of time in my room writing really bad, angry. Kind of Nine Inch Nails synthesizer songs.
Oh, I want to hear some of those.
I think there was some point during college where one of my friends listened to it and laughed so hard that I decided to throw all of them away because no, I mean they were bad.
Oh, I don't care.
They were bad.
No, I'm sure they weren't.
And I actually laughed along with them, like when we played it, because I was like, God, I was really lame. But then my feelings were hurt, so I was like, I don't ever want anyone to hear.
Do you remember any of the lyrics at all?
No, I mean there weren't a lot of lyrics. It was a lot of synthesizers and like occasional talking. Like I think I had a word, like a song called "Rock the Emotion." It was a lot. Okay, so to use Friends as an example.
Yeah.
Hang on. I think we're going to play the clip of Ross's synthesizers, and I want you to hear it. And that's basically what I was.
Okay. Here we
go. You know, I've never played my stuff for anyone before. So it's important that you understand it's about communicating very private emotions.
This is me.
You should think of my work as wordless sound poems. That's what I'm.
Oh my God! Play.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Stop it.
Stop. That's basically it.
No,
and in my brain, I was like, that
was
dun, 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 no, no. Dun, what dun, that dun. Was like, that song in my brain was like, I am letting the world know exactly how furious I am right now.
And then it was,
and it sounded like cats meowing and like stuff exploding. It was. Anyway, that's how, let's get back to, like, that was my emotional outlet. I didn't really have, like, a close friend until probably 15 or 16 that I could, like, talk to about any stuff like this. And so, and my mom wasn't the answer, I don't think. She was just, like, more of a traditional mom.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm sure Lola has people to talk to about stuff, but I want to be that person.
I know. And, you know, I have to say, as much as I have said, like, you have to trust, like, you, like, please trust us, please trust us. We may not be, honey. But I guess as long as she has that, I hope, I pray that we are. But I guess the importance is, as long as your kid has someone in their life that they feel comfortable talking to kind of shepherd them through this very weird, weird, wonderful world of tweenager and teenagerdom. The funny part is that she's 12. We still got a few years of this. So as we start in this kind of a season of change for her, I think my goal is just to, like, hold steady and to be here for when she circles back.
Be patient.
But
it's not going to happen on, like, Wednesday.
I know. In fact, we have a few years of her kind of testing her independence and testing these boundaries, and just to be consistent and be here for her and lead, you know, and show her examples of just relation as she kind of ventures into, like, she's going to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, like,
she's going to go, like, you know, there's puberty, there's, like, buying your first bra, having your first period, feeling attracted to certain boys. I'm reading the plot to Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. This is so relevant. I just looked this up. Why won't you let me talk about this?
Because
this is the book. We literally just talked about this.
Well, it's told from, I actually read the book like 47 times, and it's told from the girl's perspective.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
She's a sixth grader.
Stop.
A sixth grade girl who parents have an interfaith marriage. That's not us, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Everything else is the same.
Do you want to get it on Amazon and so you can buy it, or you can read it?
I just did. I read it. I think I'm living it.
I know. Hold on.
Judy Blume, one of my favorite authors, wrote
Judy
this.
Judy Blume's, yeah. She's pretty awesome.
Do you know that my uncle used to illustrate for her?
Yes, I do.
I told you that, right? Yeah. Like Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing?
Yeah.
If you look at the original book, it's illustrated by a guy named Roy Doty, who married my aunt Nan.
Okay. Good talk. Thanks. Okay, well, so that's it for us. Awkward ending to an awkward podcast.
That's right.
And I think the title of this is We May Not Survive This, and we may not survive this podcast. We may not survive the teenage years.
Or the title could be Are You There, God? It's Me, Penn.
No.
No one's listening to me about this.
It's a great book. I think we should buy two copies, one for you and one for Lola, and you guys could read it together.
Okay. I'm still upset that you discounted this.
I didn't discount it. I just don't want it. I don't want low. Yeah. That's just told from girls' perspective. We're, as parents, like, we're trying to talk about how we're dealing with it. Oh, for the love, Penn Holderness.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, thank you. I appreciate it. We have a podcast group. It's super cool. It's almost to 10,000 members.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's, and why, like, I'm not allowed to be in the podcast.
And so there's some, like, weird sort of,
if you're wondering, I really want to be a part of this. I like, requested
there's some sort of, like, weird, like, you have weird access because you're, like, a manager on the Facebook page, but it's not letting Penn join the group.
So here's what I'm going to do. I just came up with an idea. I'm going to start a new Facebook account, and it's going to be called Karen on the Treadmill.
Oh.
My ID is going to be a very, like, impressive looking corporate woman walking on one of those treadmills that she also works on.
Yeah, like a treadmill desk.
And so if you see Karen in the treadmill in the podcast group, that's actually
me. And you're just going to have, like, a burner email. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm going to have my voice, not Karen's voice.
Okay, Karen on the treadmill. I like
it. Yes, because I can't get under the group.
I know. It is really funny because I'm like, do you know what? They asked this question in the podcast. I had to say, the podcast group has been great. You know, somebody recently asked the question, like, have you ever had a fight you thought was, you've gone too far and you may not recover from it? And so many people had such great feedback on, you know,
that we can't have.
Right.
Like, I mean, that you and I aren't able to have.
Well, right, because yeah. I think we argue and fight in different ways. And no, we haven't. We've had some humdingers and we've said some really stupid things to each other. But there was never a moment where I'm like, oh, I don't think we can recover. But there are some things that, like, I think that marriages don't recover from, no matter how hard you try. But I'm not prepared, or like, I'm not your person that's going to. What are you laughing that I said humdinger? We're having a serious marriage talk.
But the way you just said it, you've never said that word before.
I have.
We've had some humdingers. I can't get past it.
That's ageism, Penn.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying ageism. So anyway, so they had some great feedback. And I think if you're asking that question, you should be in therapy. And by the way, everybody should be in therapy. Let's all go to therapy.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Thanks, Humdinger.
Please keep on coming back. We have had a record-breaking July on this podcast, thanks to you guys downloading and listening and probably not having any.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thing else to do.
Yeah, maybe you guys are on vacation.
So continue to have less to do and listening to us, because we're like, our podcast is growing and it's because of you guys. Okay?
Thanks for being part of it. We love you.
Bump it update, Karen.
Bump update, Karen.
Oh, so you're going to say it now too?
Stop.
My life.